Everyone, and welcome to Sotone Sessions. You're on with Candace,
Delia,
and Jazz.
Back once again for our final episode of season two on all things life, love, and legacy. Yeah. We did it again.
We did it.
Oh man, it's a good year to bring back a whole series, right? Like, I was talking to my sister and she was like, yo, y'all can't be rapping now. Like, the world needs y'all. Oh my gosh, ladies. Season two in the can.
Season two. It's a wrap.
Crazy.
How'd it feel? Delia, how'd it feel coming back for Sotone, doing it virtually, doing it with video? I mean, all this is brand new.
Right. It's, I mean, to think that we even can say that we've done two seasons.
Right.
You know, like, we've done two seasons of podcasts. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, like, that's legit. That's awesome. And we have a lot of people that are really engaged and really love our content. And so you guys have been amazing. Thank you so, like, for all of your support. It's been
fantastic. Shout out to the homies. Yes.
Like, it's cool. I mean, it has been different, you know. It's a different vibe, I think, because we're not together like we were for season one. Mm-hmm. Where it started out with us just kind of sitting around a table, talking, laughing, enjoying ourselves together. Mm-hmm. And then putting that out there for the world to hear, you know. So now it's just kind of like, we're, I think, a little bit more intentional. And, but it still gives us a really great way to connect with one another, you know, like. And thank you for technology that allows us to do it this way.
Like, shout out to Zoom. Right? And quality time is a big deal to you as well. So yeah. How has this kind of helped, I guess, mitigate that loss?
Right. No, it had. Like, quality time is my love language. Yeah. So for me, when I'm around the people that I love and that love me, it makes me feel like I'm being, like, my soul is being fit, you know? Mm-hmm. So this has been like my weekly dose of like life-giving joy that I've been able to have, even though you guys are far away and I miss y'all, you know? you know what I mean? But like, this is a good, not replacement, but it's a good substitute, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jazz, what do you think? What's it like being back one more game?
Yeah, it's good. It's so good. It is very different. It's less combative in our conversations because we're not in person to like reach across the table and be like, this, you know.
It's still in there though. I like, there's a little bit in there, but you know.
Season two is a little more tamed, and I guess, like, you know, we were in a different life stage back then, a different vibe. Like, it's very different when you look at season one and season two. Mm-hmm. But we want to put good content out there, and we want to like educate people but also be relatable and fun, and I think we've been able to do that for sure in this season. And it is good, like, just hearing people say, like, hey, seeing you guys' faces, like, that was so cool from, you know, just listening on season one to seeing, like, how we interact, what we look like, our mm-hmm. expressions with each other has been really cool on season two. So, it's cool. It's fun. I mean, we all love it. Like, we love Sotone. We love what we do. Like Dee said, it's like getting together once a week. With close friends and just talking about stuff. Like, we love it. So I think that comes through in every episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think too, the world was just at a different place as a whole when we did season one, right? And so you can see that in what we got together to talk about. It was cool as we were in Seoul and we tried to like go to different bars and different spots, and we would sit around and try to talk about things there. And we got to talk about fun stuff like Black Panther and all of that whole experience. Remember that time?
Yeah. We saw the movie together.
Yeah.
We used to have the live chatter in the background.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love, like, that made recording harder, but it was like one of those things where it was like, no, this has sound. This is what we do. It was so nice. Oh my gosh. But it was just a different world. I think the biggest thing that happened that year was like Black Panther, right? Because everybody, the biggest thing when it comes to like I guess what we call the movement now was seeing Black people in a major production on a screen, and we were like, ooh, that felt good. Yeah. And then still having each other to wrestle with all the things that were happening domestically back home. But this year, oof.
It's different.
I feel like we had to come out this year. Like, the year was saying, 2020 was like, hey, y'all gonna say something or not? Like, right. It's a totally different vibe, a totally different element. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Speaking of season one, what are some of the highlights? Like, what are some of the things that you really loved about season one? Delia?
I think one of the things I loved was kind of that background that we had, even though you guys couldn't really get what we were doing, because all you could do was hear it. But every time we went to a different spot, we were trying to bring in a little bit of the vibe of that place into our podcast. Mm-hmm. And, I think even like we went to a couple places where we're like, no, it's too quiet. Or like, it don't have the right sound or the right background that we wanted. And so I think that was one of my favorite parts, was going to different places and just kind of experiencing the vibe of a place, trying different desserts and different food that we would try out while we were sitting around talking and eating. And yeah, just enjoying, like, discovering what it was to do a podcast together. That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
How about one of your favorite conversations? Like, what's one of those conversations where that stood out that we got to do in that place?
Well, I mean, I know everybody's favorite episode from season one was the dating episode. So that was probably one of my favorite conversations. Place.
Like, when I tell you it's 2 years old and people are still listening to that episode. Yeah.
But I think also one of the ones, and I can't remember what the conversation was about, to be honest with you. But it was like one of those moments where I think you and Jazzy were on opposite ends of the conversation.
I know what it was. It was Cardi Nice B. What? It was, yes. It was called Nice to What. Yep. It was when Drake's song came out. We were beefing. Of course, it was about music.
It was about music. And I just loved sitting and like listening to the two of you guys discuss your passion for the music and what you felt. And I had to, you know, I had to mediate a little bit. But I just loved watching my two sister friends just talk.
Trying to work it out.
Yeah.
Jazz, how about you? What's one of your favorite conversations from season one?
The dating episode, for sure. I think that was the funnest one to, like, put together and to, like, put out, you know, like just the planning that went into it, the structure of it, the way that we opened the episode. It was something new that we tried, and it didn't disappoint. Go back and get that season one, episode 5.
I think we talk about that like every other episode. We love that episode.
That one and the season one finale, we did a sip along and we did it live. We did it live on Instagram.
That was fun.
And we had some drinks and we just went through our list of things that we were not here for that year. And we just put it all out there. And it was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Here's a real quick spinoff. If you had to do a top two list of things you're not here for in 2020, what would that be? Oh my gosh, we could do like a two-parter on 2020 alone, like the top things we're not here for. Oh my gosh, that was a good
2020 things we're not here for. Shoot.
What is it though, Jazz? Top two things we're not here for in 2020.
Microaggressions, y'all know that because y'all heard the episode. Let's see, selfish people who don't wear a mask in public.
Come on. Like, I have not feared for my life going into Walmart until this whole anti-masker situation. Like, Walmart used to be a safe place. Y'all have ruined our safe place. Oh my gosh.
But it's not even that. It's not even like refusing to wear, like not wearing one. Mm-hmm. Becoming irate when someone asks you to put one on. Like, why are you putting tables in Target because somebody asked you to put a mask on? That makes no sense.
Furniture. That's a good one. D, what's your top two things you're not here for?
One of my top was going to be the mask thing, because I just think it's selfish. I just find it to be selfish. Like, come on, people. It is not going to kill you. It is not going to ruin your breathing capability. Like, you're going to be fine. You will be fine. But the people that are around you might not be, because you refuse to wear yours. Like, it's not always just about you. Mm-hmm. It's not always just about you. So that is definitely one of my tops. Mm-hmm. And I think the other, let's see, what's my other one? Honestly, I'm not here for Rona. Like, she can go now.
I was like,
she can go. Rona, you can leave now.
Now.
You know what I mean? Like, I think also because with the new school year coming up, in my mode, as much as, you know, I'm distancing myself from the education world, I'm still very much aware of what's going on. And so with the school year getting ready to restart again, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And these kids need to be in school, but they don't need to be in school. You see what I'm saying? Right. So like, for me, I'm like, Rona, you need to go so these babies can get back to what they need. So these teachers can get back to loving and educating these children. I need Rona to
parents can go back that. To work as usual.
Right. That's people need to get back to work. Lives need to be restarted. Money needs to start flowing again so people can live.
Yeah.
Rona can go.
Sayonara, Rona. I think that's it. There's nothing left, you know. That whole anti-masker. Oh, wait, no, wait. What are we talking about? White All Lives Matter can go. Like, those anti-protesters protest. Y'all can all go home and sit down till 2021, thanks. Like,
or never. Like, you don't have to come back. It's okay.
Stay. Yes, I forgot all about that. I've been trying to distance myself from that kind of those people that are like, you know, against the movement or don't understand why Black Lives Matter. Man, I'm done. Like, I'm so done trying to explain to you why my life is important.
Right.
Like, if I got you that when I breathe, it matters just as much as it does when you breathe. Come on. Are you serious? Like, what's the point of contention?
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around that. Like, where's
the arguing this fact?
Fact, right? Like, I don't even know. I don't understand the lack of, like, that can go. That's my number one and my number two. Split it into two parts.
One A, one B.
Yes. Like, what? It boggles my mind more so than my soul. Like, my mind can't, it just doesn't compute. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big one. That was a good episode. We might have to do another one of those in season three.
We talked about so much in season two, but really there's so much more to talk about.
So much more.
And I think people appreciate when we share our experiences, especially like with microaggressions. We shared what, 2 stories apiece? Mm-hmm. We have more. So
we had a lifetime of them.
There's so much more really that we can share.
The microaggressions that made us, like, that's a whole nother one too, because our parents endured microaggressions in a different way than we had to in order for us to even exist. Like, I talked to my grandmother and all of the things, the decisions that she made in her life so that I would be born safer and more free is ridiculous. Like, nobody should have to think in those terms, you know, but apparently Sultana will never be over. We got a lot to talk about. What else about season one can we reflect on versus season two? They just sit different, right? Like, they just sit different. I feel like if season one had a different show name than season two, it would still make sense. Like, they would just sit very, very differently.
Yeah, I think the common thread is that we are who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, as 3 Black females, like, we are who we are, but like Jazzy was saying, the time period and who we are now is different than who we were even 2 years ago when we did season one.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot has happened. A lot has changed culturally and globally, but then also just each one of us personally. Mm-hmm. We've gone through very different things over the past couple of years that have made us who we are now. And so we speak on things, I think, not differently than we would have, but we speak on different things. And then we're able to speak from the sum of all of those experiences.
Definitely.
So I think that's one thing that's a little bit different. And then, you know, when season 3 comes up, y'all keep a lookout for that. It'll be different then too, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be a little bit more, maybe a little deeper, maybe a little bit funnier, a little lighter, like whatever, you know what I mean? It'll just be like greater. Like, we're just growing.
Do you feel like not only just the year being different and everything in life being a little bit different, but do you feel like one of the bigger differences is that we are older, like that level of maturity or those experiences come out in season two?
Yeah. Life experience and just having to move and pivot and reacquaint ourselves with our country again, like that adds another level to the conversation. And we, like Dee said, like we've grown. And mm-hmm. 2 years, it's like, it's not that long, but so much happened. Like, so much happened in 2 years. Mm-hmm. So just coming back together as even more seasoned women that we are and, like, sharing those experiences was really cool.
I think one of the primary motivators for coming back now is because of all of the things that were happening with George Floyd and just not wanting or not being able to process it alone. I remember that was the big thing. Like, me and Jazz were talking, and I was like, man, I got to watch this video, and I'm afraid of what is going to happen to me as a result. Like, am I going to cry for 10 days straight? Just afraid to look at it alone. Like, when they see us, shout out to Ava, but I can't watch. That's like a horror film to me, you know? Like,
it was so good.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean,
you don't want to face those alone.
We flirted with the idea of rebooting SoTal. For 2 years, like,
like, I want to come back now. Okay,
me and Candace would talk about it. Me and Dee would talk, like, in some way or another, like, we were kind of dancing around the idea of coming back. And, you know, George Floyd happened, and it was like, all right, like, first of all, none of us are ones to stay silent during
disease,
you know what I mean? So. Right, right. We were like, nah, it's time. Like, this is the spark. So it brought us back together. Yeah.
And I think having to work that out kind of live, like with just pushing record and then working it out in the moment, because it was still quite raw. That first episode was still like really fresh, really raw. And I don't think I had to think about it in terms of how it would express those emotions until we hit record and said, let's work it out. And I think a lot of people really respected each of our views of what was going on and
resonated with that.
Yeah.
Because everybody was doing the same thing. Everybody was trying to process and figure out how they were going to deal with everything that was going on. So I think being able to, like, hear from someone who's verbally expressing the same things that you're feeling. Like, cause, you know, a lot of times people don't have the language. Well, they don't know what they're trying to say or how they're feeling about it. So then you hear somebody say something, you're like, "That's how I feel."
That's it.
And then it validates you in that way. So then you can process it. I think so. I think that initial, you know, push out that we did was right on time. Mm-hmm. You know, because we were all processing together, supporting one another, and then giving some language and some voice and validity to what we know people were feeling in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And I think now in season two, it's not like we're ever out of touch with our community because we all Black. We live this life. Experiencing it from afar has a different feel, a different vibe. But being back in America this time when it happened again, and, you know, just like physically being here in this country again and seeing it and feeling it, like, it just gave a different perspective, and it was an intensified perspective. Even if, you know, we had been in Korea when this happened, I think it would have been a little bit different. But just like being on the ground day in and day out, actually being here again was I don't know, it kind of hit different.
Yeah, definitely. And I think too, like, those who understood what we were feeling could kind of have that voice. But I think it did a lot for people who were uncertain or unsure of what it was feeling like, those we call the allyship, you know? I feel like a lot of the comments and feedback we got weren't from people that look like us, the people who are trying to stand people who look like us. And I think that episode really did help a lot of people in that regard. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think it helped me as well, like hearing you guys' points of views on it and how you were handling it. That was really helpful as well. Like what you were saying, because I remember Delia saying like, it's okay to not be okay. And I'm like, oh, because I'm just trying like to make myself be okay again, you know? And sometimes you just got to let that sit for a while.
Yeah.
That was a really good, that was a good one, man. That's a way to come back.
Right.
Well, what do you think is next? How do you think the rest of 2020 go act? You think she gonna keep acting up? She need a whooping?
She need a whooping.
She need a whooping. She need her butt beat.
I'm so over it.
What y'all think the summer going, the rest of summer and fall going to look like?
I think people are beginning to figure out what it's going to look like. And so different things are happening where people are trying to adjust. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of places are beginning to open up and, you know, do the social distancing 6 feet away if you want to sit outside in terms of like restaurants and places like that. Down here in DC, there have been a couple of drive-in, like pop-up drive-in movies that have come up.
That's nice.
So people can go to the drive, you know, they can at least go to the theater, go to the movies, mm-hmm. but stay within the safety and kind of distance of their cars. So I think that we'll start to see a little bit more of some modifications, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be in a show actually earlier this season, this year in April. I had gotten casted in a show. Cast in a show. And it got canceled because of COVID. But then they just hit everybody up like, hey, we're going to redo it, but this time we're just going to film it and we're going to do it very strategically the way they're going to film everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're starting to see theaters. I think for me personally, I'm starting to see theaters and the acting world kind of figure out how they can continue production on certain projects in this new, you know, post-COVID world that we're living in.
Right.
But I'm hoping for, you know, stuff to like really be okay, you know, so that we can all kind of get back to safety of life.
Yeah. Jazz, what do you think? What do you think it's going to look like?
I don't know, because in states like mine where cases keep going up or they're not declining because people don't wear their masks or they don't take it seriously. It's like we've been stuck in phase two for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not banking on anything really reopening like it was before, you know? But I'll make the most of my summer in a socially distant way. yeah. No major plans here, but just trying to practice self-care, enjoy the nature around me, get some fresh air when I can. But I think I've been challenged to find ways to still go on dates with my man in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of made us both think outside the box and try to get creative with how we spend our free time. So that's a whole thing in itself.
Yeah. Man, that's a whole episode right there. Like, how do you do that?
Do that in season three, dating in the pandemic.
Like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. Yeah, I think it's kind of the same in Missouri, like, or a lot of states are considering closing down again because the numbers are soaring and people ain't got no act right. So starting over is a real, like, let's try this again, which makes me a little bit upset. I'm like, man, like, we stayed at home for 3 months for nothing. Like, we have to do it all over again.
People didn't act right. Why couldn't we just do it right the first time? Like all the other countries who are open now.
Yeah.
And I think, right, the second time.
Right.
America.
Right. That's a good point. Now that you mentioned it, like, I don't think it's going to bring about change. But it's a super expensive lesson to learn. Like, to have to shut down everything again for the economy to be just at a standstill all over again. Like, we literally can't afford this. So I'm like, just Right. One mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, just stay at home. You ain't got to go out. Everybody deliver. Everybody deliver. And if they don't deliver now, they will soon, because people are trying to jump on this whole, like, delivery system. You can order wine now to your house. I mean, come on. Just stay at home. Just wait it out. Ugh. Ugh. That nation is frustrating me, y'all. I can't get past it.
You say that nation because you're so out of the country.
I'm in Mexico. Let me show y'all my situation. You see my situation?
No.
Yes, cool. Yes.
I am on my way.
I got plenty of room. Let me tell y'all, this is my response to America.
I'm leaving the episode. I will
just leave the camera running and be gone.
That's amazing.
I'm over it. I tried to endure the stupidity that is the Walmart anti-maskers. And I was like, you know, y'all try to get me caught up, and I refuse. I refuse to get the Rona, because I know where to go, though. Down here in a little island called Cozumel, they wear their masks just to walk down the street. America, like, are we outside? We ain't got to wear our mask. Walking down the street, because they don't want the air particles to carry no potential dangers, okay? This island is too small. I said, I feel loved. Like, I went to Walmart. They took my temperature when I walked into Walmart and told me to wipe the bottom of my shoe off. I said, yes, this is what you're supposed to feel like in a Walmart. They didn't even do that at the airport. I was so upset. So I'm gonna tell you what the rest of my summer gonna look like. I'm gonna stay down here, down yonder, until America get their act right, and then I might consider coming back home. I can't do it. I won't do it.
I'm not mad at that.
So what do y'all think the rest of 2020 is gonna look like? I mean, we know the summer is gonna be wrapped up until people learn how to act right. But what do you think? What's the holiday season gonna look like?
I don't know. Quarantine holidays. Like, don't that sound like a BET made for TV
movie special?
Lifetime TV movie. Ooh, a Hallmark.
Hallmark TV
special. A good Hallmark movie.
I don't know. Hallmark
is still in production, by the way. Hallmark is still making their holiday movies, so that will still be out. Y'all can get ready for your holiday movies.
I have
movies.
A very controversial opinion about why that is, but I'm going to save it for season 3.
Tyler Perry Studios is open. They're doing their socially distant projects and filming.
Yep.
Shout out.
And like soap operas have started production again.
Are they? Are they? Because right now they're running like the 1965 ones. Have you seen that? And I'm so here for it. I'm like, oh wow, I miss Victor and Ashley.
Yep, they've restarted. So they're doing social distancing. So like everybody wears masks except when you're on the stage about to film. Then they take them off and you do what you do. But everybody does like the whole temperature thing. They're doing all of that. So that's happening. I think holidays is going to be different, because it's not going to be Black Friday. Like, what's Black Friday going to look like?
Digital.
Online.
You know what I mean? Because people, you would be, I mean, it used to be like, what, 5 a.m. and then it went to 3 a.m. and then now it's midnight. You stand outside online for hours and hours and hours. That's not going to happen this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you mad at it though? Like, I'm not,
I never went. I'm not waking up at nobody's 5 o'clock to go to Victoria's Secret to get a free handbag. I'm not doing that. Wait, I'll get the handbag the next day.
I've been missing the free handbags. I didn't know nothing about that.
Y'all can go. I did it one time with my mom. I went to Kohl's at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, I'm never doing this ever again in my life.
No.
I don't think that'll happen this time around.
No.
I think, like Jazzy said, it'll be mostly online. You know, like, if the Cyber Monday, it might just be Cyber Black Friday. It might just be like that.
You know what, then? Then I think that the rest of 2020 is going to be just more human. I don't know what the way to say that. Because if it means that we can't skip out on Thanksgiving dinner, to go stand in line to spend money. It means we got to stay with our family for Thanksgiving. There's nowhere to rush off to.
That's true.
Ain't that a beautiful thing?
That's true.
There is an upside to, like, less of the greed, more of people, more right. of a focus on family. But then it's like Thanksgiving is like the biggest travel holiday, right? So for people who have family all over, there might not be a lot of that. So it might be like smaller Thanksgivings, but mm-hmm. maybe more intentional. I don't know.
What do you hope for it to be? What do you hope the rest of this year to look like or to not look like? Give me some hope. Give me a reason to leave my full side.
I'm like, you give me hope. I want to be where you are right now.
Turn your camera again.
just come down.
Oh my gosh.
It brings me so much joy.
And it looks like it's nice. Yeah, all day, every day, the weather's perfect. It's 85 and breezy, and yeah, it's bad. It's pretty good.
I hope that the second round of this isn't worse than the first.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I hope that the people who have not been following the protocols are maybe awakened to a few things, and that maybe, just maybe, we can keep this thing from getting too out of control another time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hope, because it's going to happen. It's already happening. So if we can just learn how to be more community minded as opposed to me, then I'm hoping that the second time around won't be as bad, and we can maybe bounce back a little sooner than maybe anticipated.
That's beautiful. Let's not relapse.
Right.
Jazz, what are you hoping for the rest of the year?
I hope the same. It's a learning experience. I think everyone should really take this time to learn and reflect and to be more community-minded. Like, we've been in that culture in Asia that's very community-minded and family-oriented. And so coming back here and realizing how selfish we are as Americans, that you can't even wear a mask to protect the next person, like, come on. So, I don't know. I hope that we as a nation can reflect and, I don't know, move on and get out and vote on the election day.
That's a hope right there. I hope that we can make a difference. I don't think this is going to affect any of the people who watch us, but I just hope that we make a better choice for president. Let me say it like that. I hope that 2020, yeah. Just no to this guy again. That's what I hope for. Can I say that? I might have to edit that out. But I just can't. Like, not even on a political level, just on a for what I look like, for people who look like me, I don't think we can do this again for another 4 years. Like, I don't know how. I mean, I don't know if that nation can, because I don't plan on coming back. Let me tell you right now.
You doing a lot of that and they's and them.
My absentee ballot has been mailed in. So if it goes sideways come election day, I ain't have nothing to do with it. I did my part. And I'm going to stay where I am if it don't work out right. Oh, 4 more years, I can't, I won't, I refuse. That's just all I'm going to say about that. That's a little too political. But that is my hope. And that that Black lives continue to matter. That people continue to protest, like, that we don't get new names added to this list. Like, I don't know how I would go another year with this thing going like, I don't know how to endure any more of it. So I just hope that gets closer to ceasing and desisting than it has been in the past.
Yes, the movement is not over. It's not.
Yes, it might not be televised right now, but it has not. It's not over, and I hope you remember that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, ladies, I can't even say until next time because it's a finale. I can say until next season.
Next season.
You guys have been so amazing following us on the journey, this 2-year journey. So shout out to the homies that's been loyal. Just because we're not making any new episodes, you can find all of our old episodes on our website, www.sotalksessions.com. You can watch our YouTube videos whenever you like. Ladies, until next season.
Until next season.